Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Mar Ishanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara on Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, after the Mishnah, near the bottom of the Amid, brings the din of Tan Rabbanan, Misha Achsu Bulmis, Machilin Oso Hakal Hakal, that someone who's in a matzav where he must eat, it's a sakana, and we only have Dvarim HaSurim to eat, so we eat him the thing that is a less chamer dika iser. For example, the Gemara says, if he has Tevel, a choice of Tevel and Nevela, Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim, Nevela is only a lav, we would give him Nevela. Then the Gemara says, how about if it's a choice between Tevel and Truma, which are both Misa B'dei Shamayim? And that the Gemara says, it's a Machlekes Tanayim. There's one man, the Yama says, it is better to give him Tevel, because Tevel is at least something that could come Lidei Heter. It's something that a person, when he takes off the Truma, could come Lidei Heter. Therefore, we view the Tevel, the Isra of Tevel, as less Chomer than the Isra of Truma, which the Isra Truma always remains on it. On the other end, there's another Tana who says that the Isra Truma is less of an Isra, because since it's something that a Kayan can eat beheter, it's not us with everybody, we view that as less of an Issa. Rashi explains, what is this case of the Gemara where you have a choice of either eating Tevel or Truma? Rashi explains the case is as follows. You have a pile of Tevel in front of you. You have a dish that's all Tevel. And now you are going to remove Chum Truma, and you'll make this dish, you'll have part truma and part chulin. And Rashi says, and this is how he learns the Gemara, if eating the chulin that will remain after you take off the truma will be enough to take care of the chayla, avada has nothing to talk about. You take off the truma, you eat the remaining chulin, and there's no isser at all done. So of course that's what you do. Rashi learns, when is the machlokes tanayim? That you have to eat this whole pile of food in front of you. And here's your choice. Do you eat this whole pile of Tevel? Or do you separate off Truma and now you'll eat the same total amount of food where you will have a section of it which will be completely Heter Chulin, but you will have to also eat the Truma because you need this amount for the sickness. So the question is, do you eat the whole food as Tevel, the whole dish as Tevel, or separate off Truma, and then you'll eat part of it as Truma, and that's the Machlekes Tanayim. Which is better, to eat the Truma, or to eat the whole thing as Tevel? The Gevuras Ari asks on Rashi, he says, since the din is, by Truma, that Chita Achas Poteris Asakri, so what's going to happen here? You're able to remove the Tevel by just taking off a little for Truma. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? The way Rashi learns, ask the Gvuras Ari, if you're going to eat the whole thing as Tevel, you're going to be over and be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. As opposed to if you remove a little bit of Truma, all you're going to eat is a chatzi shear of Truma. A chatzi shear of Truma is an issa b'alma. So we're weighing a case of Misa B'dei Shamayim against an Issa B'Alma? Of course you take off the Truma and just do the Issa B'Alma and don't bring yourself into the Misa B'dei Shamayim. The same way the Gemara said, Tevel and Avela, of course you eat an Avela, you just over a Lav instead of Misa B'dei Shamayim. Here it's a choice of Misa B'dei Shamayim eating it as Tevel or separating off a little Truma, eating Chatzi Shir of Truma, which is only an Isser B'Alma. So what's the machlekes of the Gemara? It should be Pashut that you remove a little bit of Truma. So Al Karcha, you'll have to learn in Rashi, and this is really the way Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mekroi Kodesh Simin Mamelef learns, is that the case will have to be that even the whole pile of Tevel that you eat is only a Chatzi Shir. So then we could hear very well the suffix. Do you eat a Chatzi Shir of Tevel? Or do you eat a Chatzi Shir of Truma? Since either way, either Isser, both going to be an Isser Chatzi Shir, so then both are Isser B'Alma, and it's possible to weigh, do we do the Isser Tevel, or do we do the Isser Truma? However, if we learn this way, this will be Peshet, a suffix we had in the sugya of Chatzi Shir back at the beginning of this perik of the eighth perik of Yuma. Going back earlier, we had a Ramban that, based on two terutzim in the Ramban, learns two possibilities in the Issa Chatzi Shir. The Ramban wanted to know, is the Isser Chatzi Shir one umbrella Issa, that all Issure Chatzi Shir fall into this one category? Or is Chatzi Shir really a derivative of the main Issa? And a Chatzi Shir of Tevel is something akin, it's a derivative from the Issa Tevel. A Chatzi Shir Nevela is a derivative of Nevela. Or is there one generalized Isser Chatzi Shir that includes all the Isurei Chatzi Shir, and they fall under one umbrella? And the Ramban there, in the Sugya of Chatzi Shir, told us, he really gave two derachim, this two terutzim, with this very suffix. What would happen in a case of eating Chatzi Shir, machil nosal hakal hakal? Would you say that there would be a concept when we were dealing with two different Isurei Chatzi Shir of still one being more kal than the other, and there would be an inyan of doing the Chatzi Shir that's more kal than the other, meaning the Chatzi Shir that comes from a Isser that if you did the whole Shir would be more kal? Or do you say no, all Isurei Chatzi Shir is one umbrella issue of Chatzi Shir, and once we deal with Chatzi Shir, all the Isurim are one? If we're going to go based on learning our Rashi, which we're muchrich to learn because of the kasha of the Gvura Sari, where we're dealing with a Chatzi Shir Truma versus a Chatzi Shir Tevel, because we couldn't have the suffix if it was a Chatzi Shir Truma versus a full Shir Tevel, that would be Pashit. Since the Gemara is giving us a Machloikis Tanayim versus by a Chatzi Shir Truma versus a Chatzi Shir Tevel, the Tanayim argue which is a greater Issa, Tevel or Truma. So we see that this Rashi, L'chayru, we go like the Tzad, that all Isurei Chatzi Shir are not equivalent. That when we judge which Chatzi Shir is more kal, we don't say all Isurei Chatzi Shir are the same, but we say that derivatives of the parent Isser, and therefore a Chatzi Shir of a parent Isser that's more kal, is better to be over than a Chatzi Shir of an Isser that's more chama. So L'chayrif, we're forced to say, based on how we have to learn this Rashi, that Rashi would hold that by Yisurei Chatzi Shir, they're not all equivalent. There is a concept of Machil Nasau Akal Akal, even by Chatzi Shir, even though both Yisurim are going to be Issa B'Alma, and there's not going to be an Einish, but you would base which one is more Kal based on the parent Isser it comes from, and whichever parent Isser is more Kal, you will be better to be over that Isser Chatzi Shir that's more Kal. The Gevuras Ari has another problem with the way Rashi learns the Gemara. He says that the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that you're going to eat this whole pile of food, and the question is whether to eat it all as Tevel, or whether to eat it as part truma, part chulin. He says it should be a gun, a dove, a pashet, to make it part truma, part chulin. Because what you could do, you'll separate off the truma, which will make it mostly chulin, and then he says, you should put the truma right back in the chulin. Because he says the din of aim of vatlan issa l'chadchila is a din d'rabbanan, an issa d'rabbanan. On the deraisa level, l'chayra, you're able to do this. And therefore, he says, what's the suffix of the Gemara? What's the machlekes tanayim? You have a choice between doing an iser tevel. If you take off the truma and then put the truma back in, you'll have a big pile of chulin with some truma mixed in, but the truma will be vutal, and you won't be over any iser at all. So how is it shaykh of a machlekes? In this case, the way Rashi learns it, l'chayra, take off the truma and mimavatal it. So the Avnei Miluim in Tshuva Simen Yudches answers to the following. He says that the din Mishmeresh Trumasi is not just a din that you're mechuyev to make sure truma stays tahar and doesn't got tamei. He says included in the din mishmerish trumasi is to be mafsid truma in any way. And therefore, he says, to be mevatel the truma in chulin, where you mevatel the shame truma, that's a form of being mafsid truma. And therefore will be included in the issa d'araisa of mishmerish trumasi. And therefore, he says, we don't have a kasha and rashi, that it should be pashut, that you take off the truma and then mix it in with the chulin, because then you wouldn't have an issa. While on the other hand, the issa, if you just leave it as all tevel, you're dealing with an issa tevel. Because he says to be mevatel the truma is also an issa d'araisa. It's an issa d'araisa of mishmeresh trumosi. And therefore, he says, that wouldn't be an eitzah to do that, to take off the issa truma. He says, since this act of being mevatel the truma is not something being done for the chayla. In other words, as the chayla eating it, he doesn't need this bittel of the truma in the chulin. He says, therefore, we would have no right to do a chait, to be mevatel, and be mevatel the issa of mishmeresh trumosai. And therefore, he says, that's how he answers the kasha of the gvura sari, because he says, you wouldn't have this eitz of being mevatel the truma, and therefore you'd be left with the suffix. Is it better to eat tevel, or is it better to eat truma? The very mechudish teketeretz that the shilas of the yavetz brings in chelik aleph, simen kuf lam and hey, big chiddush that all the achrayim ask on, but it's such a big chiddush as kedai to say. He says this din that what would happen if you take truma off of tevel and you masakin the tevel, but then you would take that truma back and put it right back into that same chulin. He says it would be chazal the tivlayu. This din that we always talk about, that truma got mixed up in chulin, means truma that got mixed up in the other chulin. But when you would take truma off from chulin and from tevel and make it chulin, and then you'd put the truma right back in, it would be chazal the tivlayu. And therefore, he says, there's no eitzah to be mevatel the issa, like the Gvura Sari says, because it'll be chazal the tivlayu. Therefore, you'll be left with the machlekes tamayim of which is Israel, is truma or tevel in Israel. As we said, many anachroinim they dan on the weirds. What's the makar for this din of the yavetz and where this comes from? This idea that you could be chayzu samla tevlayu just by mixing the truma back in, but the big chiddush of the yavetz. The Gevura Sari himself learns the whole sugya in a different way, that the shaila of the tevel versus the truma is a completely different shaila, to avoid all these problems. He learns the cases like this. You have two piles of food here. One pile is a pile of truma. Then you have another pile of food, a pile of tevel. I just be masakin the tevel, take off truma, and then eat that. What's the suffix? So he learns what the case of the Gemara is. It's tevel that you're not able to be masakin. Why? He gives many examples. But one example he gives, the tevel belongs to somebody else. And you're not allowed to take off truma. You don't have the rishus to take truma off from somebody else's food. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. I have tevel here that I can't be masaking. I have a pile of truma here that I can't be masaking. Which is better for me to eat? Is it less of an issa tevel or is truma less of an issa? They're both misa b'dei shamayim. And at that, the Tanayim argue, which one, when we have two isurim which have the same einish, misa b'dei shamayim, so now we have to look in other ways to see which is more kal. Is tevel more kal because it's something an issa that could come off? Or is an issa truma more kal because at least it's an issa eshenu shava by kal because it's mutal kahanim? So the way the Gevura Sari learns the Gemara, it avoids all the problems we have with the shita of Rashi. In this din of machilino so hakal hakal, the Ran here in Yuma brings down a shaila that was asked to the Ravid. The Ravid was asked, the din that was shecht for a chayla sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbos. How is it that we ever come to shecht for a chayla sheyesh bo sakana? L'chayra, instead of shechting for the chayla, we should have a guy kill the animal, ayidei nechira, and give the person nevela. Because nevela is only an issa lav, an issa malchus, while the issa shechita is an issa Shabbos, an issa chamer, an issa skila. So how is it that we have a shecht for a chayla on Shabbos, we have sugyas, shecht and l'chayla b'Shabbos, we should always, instead of killing the animal ayidei shechita, have a guy do nechira, and then feed the chayla nevela. And on that, the Ravid answers that the iser that's standing in the way, that's going to be nidcha because of pekuach nefesh, is the iser shechita, not the iser nevela. What does the Ravid mean? The Ravid explains, if this case was taking place, this chayla was a Tuesday, what would we do? We Avada wouldn't give him the vela. We'd shecht an animal and give him geshechten meat, kosher meat. So now when we transfer this same case to Shabbos, what happens now? What's standing in the way of doing what we would normally do on a weekday? What is standing in the way of doing the normal pekuach nefesh of saving his life? The Issa Shabbos, that we're not able to shecht. Therefore, the Ravid says, since it's the Issa Shechita that's standing in the way of doing what we would normally do, the Issa Shechita on Shabbos, so that's standing in a way, that's what the V'chai Bahem comes and is Doicha, the Issa that is standing in our way of saving a love's life. As opposed to the Issa Nevela, it doesn't get nidcha in this case by the Pekuach Nefesh. Since in the normal case, if this wasn't Shabbos, we would just feed him Basa Shchuta, and what's preventing us saving his life is the Issa Shchita B'Shabbos, so that's what the V'chai Behem comes against, and the V'chai Behem knocks off the Issa Shabbos. As opposed to the Issa Nevela, which it doesn't knock off, and therefore it's better to feed him basa shchuta and dung shchita on Shabbos than basa nevela. The Ran, very perplexed by the teretz of the Ravid, the Ran says, l'chayra, the issa nevela is also standing in the way. In other words, if you have a case where you just had issa nevela, that you just had basa nevela there, what would happen? And you had a chayla sheyesh basakana, what would be preventing him from eating the basa nevela? The issa nevela. That's all that you had there. You had basa nevela sitting there. That's what they would be preventing him from eating it. The issa nevela. So now the chai behem should come against the issa nevela, just like it comes against the issa Shabbos, and be doicha the issa nevela. And we should go with the issa Calderon, says the issa nevela, rather than the issa Shabbos. So the Ran himself answers a chiddush. The Ran says, "Ein achanami that Shabbos is a more chomer dekerisin in the vela, because Shabbos is skila and the vela is a lav. But this chayla sheyesh bo sakana is going to have to eat a portion of meat. He's going to have to eat kama kazeise nevela." Zok the Ran, if it's a choice between multiple iser nevelas, every kazayas is another iser nevela, versus a one-time iser shechita of Shabbos, it's kal to be over the more chamadik iser, the chai b'skila once, than to be over the iser nevela multiple times. And therefore, shechten l'chayl sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbos, because that is the iser kal. The Issa Chamer done once is considered to be an Issa Kal versus doing the lesser Issa multiple times. And therefore, we taka machilin osu hakal hakal, but in this case, the chivi chayiv skila, the Issa that's chayiv skila is considered more kal because it's only going to be done once, as opposed to feeding him nevela, well, have to eat multiple kazayim of nevela. And on this teretz of the Ran comes the Shar HaMelech in Perek Yud Dalet from Achalos Asuras Halacha Yud Zayin. He asks on the Ran from a Gemara in Nazir Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Nazir Mem Sayin says, what happens if you have a Kayin and a Nazir that are going on the way and they find a Mace Mitzvah? Who should be Metama for the Mace Mitzvah, the Kayin or the Nazir? The Mishnah says that the Nazir, since his Kedusha is only a temporary Kedusha, Lizman, 30 days, he should be Metame for the Mace Mitzvah and not the Kayin whose Kedusha is Kedushas Ayla. Frek the Shara Melech, if we're going to go with this Ran, that multiple Issa done multiple times, if it's more, even if it's more Kal, is worse than a Muhammadic Issa done once. He says the Kayin only has one lav when he's Matama. There's one lav of a Kayin, the Kayin can't be Matama Lameis. The Nazir has multiple lavin. There's a Nazir of Bal Yachel Devaro, there's Bal Yitame, there's Bal Ta'acher on the Karbanos, and therefore the Nazir is going to be over multiple lavin. So even if we're going to say the Nazir is more Kal than the Kayin because it's only a temporary Kedusha, it's multiple Isurim is going to be over. And if we hold like that, if we're going to go with this Ran, that multiple Isurim of an Issa Kal is worse than a one-time Issa Chama, then in this case we should say the Kayin should be Matama. Yet the Gemara Nazir clearly says it is a Nazir should be Matama. Shver on the Ran. So on this Kasha of the Shar Melech comes the Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik in his Chedushim in Perek Gimel from Hilchas Avel Halacha Tes to answer the following, that there's a difference between the Dechia taking place by Pekuach Nefesh versus the case in the Gemara in Nazir. He says, when you're talking about the Dechia, that because of Pekuach Nefesh, we have to be doicha isurim, that because of Pekuach Nefesh, we have to do whatever we can to save the life and knock off isurim. So then, if we have to be over isurim, we look to be over hakal hakal. And therefore, if we take a hold that one Issa Shabbos is not as bad as multiple Issa Nevelis, that's the kal. Avada, like the Ran says, we're going to be over the one Issa Shabbos rather than the multiple Issa Nevelis, because the din of Pekuach Nefesh is to be, we have to do Isurim now because of Pekuach Nefesh, but we do it with the least Isurim we have to do, the least Chamedic Isurim. He says, in the case of the Gemara in Nazir, there it's the question of the mitzvah of Mace Mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mace Mitzvah applies to one of the people and not of the other person. It's only a Mace Mitzvah for one of them. Once that person is taken care of the mace, it's no longer a mace mitzvah. So when we're dining over there, who does the mitzvah of mace mitzvah apply to? So then we're cheshbening, this mitzvah, should it be on him or should it be on him? There the cheshbon is, the person who is of a lower status, the mitzvah of mace mitzvah falls on him, to the exclusion of the other person. So we're not dealing with a din dechia. We're trying to figure out who is of the lesser status that the mitzvah of Mace Mitzvah should fall on him. And Rav Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik says the raya to this is the Gemara declares what's going to be the din, who's going to be Tama for Mace Mitzvah if we're dealing with a skan versus a Meshuach Melchama. So there the Gemara says, Yatama Meshuach Melchama v'yal Yatama skan, because the Meshuach Melchama, because of a din Eva, is not eligible to do Avoida. So he's of a lesser status than the skan. And in fact, the Gemara asks Akasha there, wait, you see that maybe we see from the din, v'cheya michimach, that the Meshuch Melchama is kaidim l'skan. When it comes like Yaisai, the Meshuch Melchama comes before the skan. So in that sense, the Meshuch Melchama is a higher status of the skan. From the whole back and forth of the Gemara is clearing who's a higher status. If it's just a question of the chaymer of the Isser of Tumah, by the Chaymer Issel Shel Tumah, there's no difference between Meshuch Mecham and the Skan. You see, the whole back and forth of the Gemara is who's a higher status. And who's ever the lowest status, on him is the mitzvah meis mitzvah, and it's on the other one. Perhaps we could bring out this chiddush of the Ramay Shel Levi Soloveitchik a little sharfa. Now, let's say we would have a case where the Kayin and the Yisrael was walking and they found the meis mitzvah. And it would happen to be that this Yisrael who was walking with the Kayin had not yet taken his Esrog and Lulav that day in Sukkos. And the Yisrael had made a shvua that he would go to a certain place today. And if he's metapel with the meis mitzvah, he won't go to that certain place. And let's say we would come up with kama v'kama mitzvahs that this Yisrael will be mevatel if he took care of this meis mitzvah. Avada, we would say, he would still have to take care of the meis mitzvah and not the kayin. Because since the Yisrael is of a lower status than the kayin, so the mitzvah, meis mitzvah, falls on him and not on the kayin. Regardless of the fact that when the Yisrael takes care of the meis mitzvah, he's not going to do kama v'kama mitzvahs and be oiva shvua. It doesn't matter. The first thing we have to look at, who is of the lowest status, that on him is mutl the meis mitzvah, he has the mitzvah meis mitzvah, and the other person doesn't have any mutl meis mitzvah. So therefore he says, this is much different than the din of the Ran, which deals with the chiyah, pekuach nefesh, being doicha, then you doicha the leastest possible. Here, by the case of the meis mitzvah, the idea would be which person is of a lower status. Once you choose the person who's of the lowest status, by him there's a mitzvah, meis mitzvah. By the other person, there's no din meis mitzvah bichlal. Using this din of the Ran, there's an iluyashep shot of Rabbi Yonis and Eibships to explain a medrash pliya from Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha is a medrash pliya. It says that that when Avram told Sarah, when he was going down to Mitzrayim, Imri na achosiyat, say you my sister. So the Medrash Pliya says, Mekan shesheichtin l'chayla b'Shabbos. That from this we see we're sheichet for a chayla on Shabbos. The Medrash is obviously a Pliya. What does Imri la achosiyat have to do with Mekan shesheichtin l'chayla b'Shabbos? So Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz says in Iluya Shavart, based on this Ram, he says the truth is what Avram said, say you're my sister, because if you say you're my wife, Paro is going to come kill me. Really, what was the cheshbon of Avram? Paro, he thought Paro was such a bad person, he was a rotzeach, that he was capable of killing him. If Paro was capable, he thought, of killing him, then Paro certainly, if Paro's willing to take another human life, Paro's not going to think nothing of living with an Eishes Ish. So why did Avram think that if Asara would say she's his wife, Paro would kill him? Paro would just take her and live with her as an Eishes Ish. If Avram thought Paro was so terrible that he's a rotzeach, so then Avada, the boil in Eishes Ish, is going to be less of a problem for Paro. And therefore, why did Avram say Paro will kill me? Paro will just take a person as an Eishes Ish. Oh, but what you see from Avram, that he said the psychology of Paro will be like this. Ritzeach, that's a one-time thing. I'll kill him and be done with it. If I take her as an Eishes Ish, even though Eishes Ish might seem more kala of avera than taking a human life than Ritzicha, but it means every time he lives with Sarah, he's going to be over the Yisr Eishes Ish. So that, you see, Imrina Chaisiyat, Avram said, say you're my sister, because if you say you're my wife, Paro will kill me, because Paro would rather do the Isser Chomer of killing once than be over the Isser Kal of Eishesh Ish multiple times. So the Medrash Pliya says, Mikan Shesheichten L'chayla B'Shabbos. From here we see L'Sheichten L'chayla B'Shabbos as the Ran learns, that the Din Sheichten L'chayla B'Shabbos says, it's better to do one Chamadik Arissa, an Isser Skila of Shechting on Shabbos, rather than eat multiple Kezaisim Nevela and be over a lesser Issa multiple times. So you see from what Avram said, Imrina Chaisiat, because else Paro will kill me, the concept that it's better to be over in Issa Chama once than be over in Issa Kal multiple times. And this issue of whether we should shecht l'chayla b'Shabbos or feed him nevela, why is it that we shecht l'chayla? So we had the teretz of the Ran, the teretz of the Ravid. The Rush here in Yuma brings down a Balbatish teretz, his own teretz, that the reason you shecht l'chayla b'Shabbos, that machalos asuris for a Jew is kotzbo, will be sickened by it, he's disgusted by the idea. And therefore, for Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakana, we're not going to bring him the Vela, because bringing him the Vela in his current state might agitate him more and may make things worse and bring him worse into Sakana. Therefore, Balbatish Ateret, we shecht for him b'Shabbos, Shechita, it's at least Basa Shechuta, he'll be more comfortable eating it rather than the Basa Nevela. So we don't bring a Basa Nevela, which he might be disgusted to eat and might make his condition worse. The Rush also brings down a teretz of the Merame Rutenberg. The Merame Rutenberg learns that the reason we do the Shechita is because Shechita on Shabbos is Hutra Eitzel Pekuach Nefesh. That it's as far as doing Issa Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh, it's Ki Yom Choyl. The Merame Rutenberg compares it to the Het of Oichel Nefesh B'Yontif. That just like Oichel Nefesh is not Dechuy on Yontif, we do Oichel Nefesh on Yontif, it's Mutta. So Meram Rittenberg says that the Surei Shabbos is Hutra Eitzel Pekuach Nefesh, and therefore it is better for us to Shecht on Shabbos. The Rashba actually in Chelek Aleph, Simon Tafresh Pei Tes, he dons on this Merami Rittenberg. He says, L'chari, this is all Tali, and whether Pekuch Nefesh is Hutcher B'Shabbos or Dechuya. And the Rashba himself comes out L'maskana that Shabbos is Dechuya Eitzel Pekuch Nefesh. And therefore he doesn't like this Teretz of the Merami Rittenberg. Clearly though, what we do see from the Teretz of Merami Rittenberg is that he's holding that the Isser Shabbos L'gabe Pekuch Nefesh is Hutcher. Yet the Issa Nevela Lagabe Bekuch Nefesh is Dechuya. And therefore, the Meram Rutenberg says, even if the Issa Shabbos is normally is more Chamer, it's Skila versus Nevela, which is a Lav, but still, the Issa Shabbos is like it's not here, it's Hutran Shabbos, as opposed to the Issa Nevela for Bekuch Nefesh, which is only going to be Dechuya, so therefore we're better off shechting for the Chayla than giving him Nevela. We find Tak in the Chsam Seifa and Orechai and Simon Ayin Tes that he says it's Chalak the Issa Shabbos Mishar Issuri Taira, that Issa Shabbos is Hutta B'makom Mekuch Nefesh, but all the Issurim are Hutchu Ela Nidchu B'makom Mekuch Nefesh. And he writes as a Tam for this, that we'll see coming up in the Gemara on Pei Hei here in Yuma, that the Gemara gives different svaris for why mitzvahs, that Pekuch Nefesh is Doicha mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, as far as gives one svara, that you could be Doicha, Mechal Shabbos, Kedei, Mechal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shetishma Shabbos' Harbei. So this is a unique limud l'Shabbos, as opposed to other Asurim that are only we learn out from B'chai Bahem, so that's Rakadin Dechia. So Chassam Sofer to be saying Shabbos that has the Svara of B'daycha, one Shabbos, Kadesh Shetishma Shabbos is Harbei, is on a different Darga than other Asurim that come just straight from B'chai Bahem, that Shabbos will be considered Hutra B'makom B'kuch Nefesh, while the Issa Nevela and other Surim will be considered Dechuya B'makom B'kuch Nefesh. You see similarly in the Shailos and Tshuvos de Ramah Simon Ayin Vav that he also was Mevaer the Divrei of Merami Rutenberg in this way, that Pekuach Nefesh is Hutta B'Shabbos Lagamri, seemingly as opposed to Nevela, which is only Dechuya. And Taka, we could see that the Ramah is L'chayra going perhaps L'shitaso, because we find the Machloikas Paiskim by the Din Mila B'Shabbos. We find in the Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya Simon Reish Samech Vav Sif Yedalad that the Shulchan Aruch says the Mechaber Beis Anashim should not be mal atinach b'Shabbos, but one should do the Mila and the Priya. And we don't split it up, that one do one part and one do the other part. The Rambam, though, he argues, and he says, just like we find by Avodah b'Karbonos b'Shabbos, that one person is Sheichet and another one is Makdir. So the same thing here, you could split up the Mila. And the Gra explains that the Shulchan Aruch holds that the Avodah of a Karbonos is Hutra b'Shabbos, while Mila is Dechuya b'Shabbos. So we can't bring any Raya from one to the other. But the Ramah holds Mila is Hutra b'Shabbos, just like Avodah of Karbonos is Hutra b'Shabbos. And therefore the Ramah holds, if we find you could split up the two Avodahs on Shabbos by Avodah, so we could split up the Mila between two people on Shabbos. Now, if the Ramah Taka holds that Mila on Shabbos is Hutra, so now we could say very well, we'll see also coming up on Pei Hei in Yuma, that Rebbe Lezer learns out Bekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos from that which Mila is Doicha Shabbos. He makes the Kal V'Chaima, Uma Mila Shu, one of the 248 Avarim is Doicha Shabbos, Kol Gupu Shalada Malachas Kama V'Kama Shadoicha Shabbos. So since that Limud learns out the din that Bekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos from the fact that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, if the Ramah holds that Mila on Shabbos is Hutra, he's going to hold Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is also Hutra. So it's very good that which the Ramah comes and is Mevaer, the and holds of the Meram Rutenberg, the Schiddush of Meram Rutenberg, that they could be Doicha Pikuach Nefesh with Shechita on Shabbos because Shabbos is Hutraits of Pikuach Nefesh, as opposed to other mitzvahs, the Azotha Surim, like Yisin Avela, which is only from B'chai Bahem, that's only going to be the Chuya Eitzel Pekuach Nefesh. And therefore, the Chiddush of Meram Rutenberg is, even though Shabbos is in Issa and the Veil is in Issa Lav, the Shabbos, which is Hutra Eitzel Pekuach Nefesh, we do the Shechita, as opposed to feeding him the Vela, which is only the Chuya Eitzel Pekuach Nefesh. The Gemara in the middle of Pei Gimel Amid Beis brings a maisa that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosei were walking b'urcha. Rabbi Yehuda got the bulmis, kapche l'roa achle l'rifta. Rashi says, kapche kafo v'natal kikro mimeno. He grabbed the raya, forced him, took his bread from him, and ate the bread because of the sakana he was under from bulmis. Now the Gemara in Baba Kama, Samech Amid Beis, brings a Maisa with David HaMelech, where he sent a Shaila to the Sanhedrin, could he save himself, he was in danger from the Plishtim, by using Mammon of other people. And the Sanhedrin sent him back, it was Asa. Tosfos and Kamat, all the Rishonim in Baba Kama learn that the Shaila of David was not whether he's allowed to save himself by Mamon Chaveiro. Avada, nothing stands before Pekuach Nefesh except Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayos. So Avada, the Shaila was not whether he was allowed to use other people's Mamon to save himself, to steal from other people to save himself. The Shaila just was, if he takes that of other people's money to save himself, does he, is he mechuyev l'shalem? Can he take it without paying them back? Or is he at least mechuyev l'shalem? And on that, the Sanhedrin sent him back, then he would be mechuyev to pay him back. However, many achroinim are medayek from a Rashi there in Baba Kama, that Rashi's shita is that David was asking whether he's allowed to be oivelo sigzel for sakana, to save himself. And on that, the Sanhedrin answered him that it is asur to be oivelo sigzal, even in the case of sakana, of pekuach nefesh. And the Meratz Chios, and in the Shailos and Tshuvos of the Binyan Tzion, in the Simen Kaf Samech Tes, they ask that from our Gemara, you see that Rav Yehuda, because he was in sakana, Rashi himself learning that he stole the food, he took the food forcibly from the roa to save himself, which seems to be keneged Rashi's own shita, that there's an issa lo sigzal, would override the pekuach nefesh. And the Shailas and Tshuva of the Binyan Tzion learns that what's Pshat Na Gemara according to Rashi? That this was the Machlaikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yehuda took it to food from the Raya because he held that you were allowed to be Iver or Lo Sigza for Bekuch Nefesh. And Rabbi Yaisi was the one who gave him Musa in our Gemara. We said, how can you take it from the Raya? Because Rabbi Yaisi held that it's also to be Iver Lo Sigzal, even for Bekuch Nefesh. And therefore, it's really the Machlaikis Rishonim is really the Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi here. And since the klal is that a machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, so the Binyan Tzion says, that's why Rashi learns, lemaisa, that it's also to be oiva lo sigza for b'kuch nefesh, because he holds that was the shita of Rabbi Yaisi in Agamara, and we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, connected Rabbi Yehuda. The Or Gadol in Simen Aleph brings a different pshat to explain our Gemara versus the Gemara in Baba Kama, based on a Ravid that's found near the end of Baba Kama. He uses a svara of the Ravid, where the Ravid makes a chilek between a case where it's befanav and shelo befanav. He learns as follows, that in a case where it's befanav, where a chiv becomes on the other person to do something to save you, since he's right there, he's mechuyev to not only save you using his own guf, but using his mamon to save you. Come the din avedas gufo, that you have to help a person avedas guf. You have to return a person's mamon, avada avedas gufo, you have to return. And therefore, if you're there befanav, where there's a chiyev on the other person to save the person's in sakana, so then there's a chiyev obviously on his mamon, to use his mamon to save the person in sakana. So then the din would be that you're allowed, the person in sakana can begeisel the mamon of the other person. Ein achanami, he would have to pay back, he would have to be mishalem, but he would have this heta to be goinif, to gazel the money of the other person. But in the case of shelo b'fanav, where there is no chiyev on the other person to save you, he's not around, he has no knowledge of it, he has no obligation on him to come save you, in such a case, that's where we would have the shita of Rashi, that it would be usa for you to take the other person's mamon, even al manas l'shalem. And therefore, there's no real stira between, the way he learns, there's no real stira between the two gemaras. Rashi over here that says Rabbi Yehuda forcibly took the food from the Raya was because it's befanav of the Raya. So there was a chiyav on the Raya to save you. So therefore you were allowed to take his money. You have to pay him back, but you're allowed to take his money. While in the Gemara and Baba Kama, where David HaMelech sent to Shiloh, where he was going to use other people's money because he was in Sakana from the Plishtim, there was shelo befanav of the other people. So in a case where it's shelo befanav of the other people, that's where we would have Rashi Shita, that it's anissa lo sigzal, would override b'kuach nefesh. It is, at the end of the day, a very, very mechudish to Keshita, the way these achronim learn in Rashi, that not only is gilei raya shvichas damim avodah zarah stands in the way of b'kuach nefesh, but there would be, even if you learn like the Or Gadol, that at least shelo befanav, there will be an issa lo sigzal that would stand in the way of pekuach nefesh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.